Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Weirs Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis family situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at wvr.org. And now, without further delay, here's your host, Jim Wood.
I'm delighted to have in the studio one of our mentors here at the ranch. We are taking time this week to talk about Thanksgiving, and I'm interviewing both students and staff here at the ranch, and so far we've had some very good conversations. So, Miss Abby, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hey, my name's Abby Reamsnyder. I'm from Richmond, Virginia, and I came here from Columbia International University in South Carolina.
And you've been here how long?
I've been here since August, so the beginning of the new school year.
Okay, and in these months, do you feel like you've grown in your walk with the Lord?
Yes, very, very much so. He's been teaching me a lot about trusting in Him and just relying on Him to take care of situations that I do not have control over at all.
And now, you came from a Christian background.
Yes, sir.
And you went to two Christian schools before coming here as a student.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've been trained in ministry, you've done ministry overseas. You've been in a lot of different kinds of environments, but this has been a new one, hasn't it?
Yes, very, very much so.
And very stretching.
It has been, yes.
Do you recommend the mentor experience to others?
I do, but don't take it lightly. Don't just sign up expecting it to be a, like, all the time enjoyable. A lot of it is enjoyable, but a lot of it's really hard too.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, we are grateful that you're here. Tell us what you're thankful for right now.
So something I've just been thinking about over the past few months that I've been really thankful for, that I learned kind of over the summer, just learned more about, is the kind of how the Lord works through His universal church throughout the world. And I went on a trip to Germany this summer and was able to see how Christians in Europe interact and how our different cultures, there were some Americans, some Brazilians, some Germans, and how we all interacted together and how we complemented each other. And just that was the Lord working together through that. And He created us differently and created our different cultures differently for His glory. And I'm just so thankful for that continuously.
So Christianity actually goes beyond America, doesn't it?
Wow, yes.
and we don't all have to be the same.
So true, yeah.
You think heaven's going to be a pretty diversified place?
Yes, I do. And that makes me so excited.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
I feel so much closer to some of my brothers and sisters in other countries than I do to some of my fellow Americans who don't know Jesus.
Absolutely.
And actually, I feel closer to some of my brothers and sisters overseas than I do to some of my brothers and sisters here in America who seem to think we're the only place.
It's so true.
Well, I am very grateful that God allowed me to be born and to grow up here in the U.S., but I am so glad that this is not heaven.
Absolutely.
This is not paradise. This is the place of our mission and our service to the Lord. But we are pilgrims and aliens here, aren't we?
Yes, sir, we are. Yes.
Well, I'm glad God brought you to the ranch. I'm glad you're serving the Lord here at the ranch. Anything else you want to share?
I was thinking just about my first semester at CIU when I started there. I transferred in, and it was just a really difficult semester, and I didn't feel like I had a lot of community or friends. I had a few friends, but it was just, I was just so ungrateful and so discontent with where I was. And just lacking community. And slowly I realized I have to be thankful for those friends that I do have. And it's a good reminder now too, just when I feel lacking in a certain area, to be thankful for what I do have.
Amen.
And then sometimes the Lord does provide more, and sometimes he does take things away still, but there's always a reason to give thanks in that. And I just have to really cling to that. And that changes my attitude about it too.
Absolutely.
Having a thankful heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's something that we're not just encouraged to do in Scripture. It's something we're commanded
to
do.
Absolutely, yes.
And so we have to take that seriously. It's a matter of obedience. And it turns out when we obey the Lord, things go better.
Mm-hmm.
So, great. All right. And is there a Bible verse that you're holding on to right now?
Yes. So one of my favorite verses is Psalm 27:4, which says, "One thing I have asked from the Lord that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple." And I just love that. David was writing that, and the greatest thing that he wanted in all the world was to be with the Lord, more than any other thing that he could possibly have. And he was king and had so much. And I just find so much encouragement and conviction in that, because most of the time I want a lot of other things besides to be in the presence of the Lord. So yeah, it's just a very convicting and also beautiful verse to me.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, Abby.
You're welcome.
And thank you for coming into the studio.
Absolutely. Yes.
God bless you.
Thank you.
All right.
Abiding in Christ with Pastor Jim Wood is listener-supported. You can make a difference in the lives of those who hear this message and the lives of children at Wears Valley Ranch. We are grateful for gifts of any amount. Please visit us online at wvr.org or send in a donation to Wears Valley Ranch at 100 One Fine Place, Sevierville, Tennessee, 37862.
To step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is and he's holding out his hand.
Folks, I have a beautiful couple here in the studio with me, and they have a beautiful little person with them. This is Alex and Carly Popa and their daughter, Hannah Marie, and she's trying to decide if she's going to be okay with this interview, and I think we'll do fine. Now, I said it's Alex and Carly Popa. Popa is not a typical name for Southerners in the U.S. What are the origins of that name, Mr. Alex?
Right. So I'm originally from Romania, although in my conversations with Southerners, I have been called Papa, Mr. Papa. So that has a Southern tune to it.
Yes, yes. They're just missing a P.
That's right.
It does mean, as I understand it, the origin of the name is father.
In my country, Popa is what you'd refer to a priest or a father.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that somewhere down the line, I haven't found this out, but we may be connected to a priestly family of some type. It certainly would be honoring.
It's definitely possible, definitely possible. Now, you came to the ranch not directly from Romania.
Mm-hmm.
You came via a town in North Carolina that I'm quite familiar with. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's right. Both my wife and I had the pleasure of going to college at Montreat College, which is actually where I met you.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I happened to weigh on a table where you were sitting.
That's right.
And you really made an impression on me when you waited until after everything was done with and the dinner was done with, and you came and found me and gave me your business card and told me to pray about potentially serving at Wears Valley Ranch. I took the card, prayed about it, and it's amazing how God has orchestrated many other things to point me to coming to Wears Valley Ranch. But that's right, Montreat College, just over the mountains.
That's right.
Not too far.
That's right. It's a beautiful place, and Montreat College is a wonderful ministry. Alex, when you came over across the mountain from Montreat, you came as a single guy.
I did.
And you certainly were friends with Carly at the time, but you weren't engaged, and you came here just as a single guy to serve the Lord in the mentoring role for a while. You were still praying for the Lord's direction about whether or not she was the one you were supposed to marry.
Right before Carly came here, I remember having a conversation with you in your office. And looking back, I'm very thankful for your wisdom into my relationship with Carly. And I think leaving your office, I left with a clarity. I think one of the questions you asked me was, is this somebody that you see yourself potentially marrying?
Mm-hmm.
And if yes, what are you waiting for?
Yes.
If the answer is no, then you shouldn't be with this person.
Mm-hmm.
So that just brought some immediate clarity to me.
Praise God.
And I started planning and asked her to be my wife at Montreat College,
mm-hmm.
On top of one of the buildings. So that was quite the adventure.
And she accepted.
She accepted. She said yes, and then she followed and came through at Where's Father Ranch.
Excellent. Well, we're very glad God brought you here. Mm-hmm. Now, you've been here first as a mentor, then after you were married, it wasn't very long before you became house parents.
That is correct.
And that was unusual. We don't usually put newlyweds in the position of being house parents, mm-hmm. but this is an unusual couple. And they really stepped up and did a beautiful job as house parents in one of our girls' homes. And so you've been here since what year? What year was it you came here?
2013.
That's really been a few years now.
It has.
Yeah. I want you to share, if you would, because you've certainly grown in your walk with the Lord. Mm-hmm. As you look back, have there been some times when it was difficult to give thanks to the Lord, but you knew that that was what He commanded, so you went ahead and did it anyway?
Certainly. Just recently, I finished my master's degree in mm-hmm. clinical mental health and counseling, but it was quite the challenge to be in school full-time, to be counseling full-time, to have a wife that I'm seeking to love with a love that comes from the Lord, and that's mm-hmm. that's a task in and of itself,
mm-hmm.
And I try to do that well every day, and the toughest time to give thanks happened to be when I felt like there was something wrong in those three arenas of my life,
mm-hmm.
and I would feel in a way pressed in from all sides.
Mm-hmm.
School's tough, work is challenging, and then I'm not having enough time to spend with my wife, and then there's that added stress. So during that time, I didn't feel like giving thanks. I felt like crying
mm-hmm.
out,
mm-hmm.
But by God's Spirit, He helped me to give Him thanks,
mm-hmm.
And it made me almost thankful for the things that I was going through, and He opened my eyes to see that the challenges that I was having were blessing I had prayed for. I mean,
Praise
I'd
God.
Prayed for a wife,
mm-hmm.
and then there was a wife to have and to spend time with.
Mm-hmm.
I had prayed that He would keep me on as a counselor at the ranch,
mm-hmm.
and there I was serving.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, there's challenges and there's great things,
mm-hmm.
but I prayed for that.
Yes.
I prayed that I could go to school, and there I was in school. I realized God opened my eyes to see the challenges that I had were really answers to prayer from a long time ago.
Praise the Lord.
And as I gave Him thanks, my joy about them increased.
That's great. Alex, you have said on more than one occasion that your childhood, your background, you could easily have been one of the children who mm-hmm. ends up at Ware's Valley Ranch. Share a little bit about that, if you would, because I want folks to understand our staff don't just sort of spring full grown from the head of Zeus. everybody here has a story.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody here has a background.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us, every person here, I grew up in a wonderful family, but I grew up wounded nevertheless, because all of us live in a world that is broken. And all of us experience the consequences of the fall and of the curse mm-hmm. in different ways. Share a little bit, if you would, of your backstory.
I'd be glad to. So as you know by now, I was born in Romania in 1990. So just before that, 1989, Romania made the switch from being a communist country to being some form of a democratic country.
Yes.
Well, the government was still not serving its people the way a government technically should.
Mm-hmm.
And that created a lot of difficulties for families.
Mm-hmm.
And the solution for that was the father's leaving
mm-hmm.
And going to a different country to provide for the family back at home.
Mm-hmm.
Economically, that sounds great. From looking at the family, for the father to be gone for long durations of time, that can be quite challenging, especially
mm-hmm.
for young boys who just want to have a father to look up to. Mm-hmm. And my dad left when I was 2 and my brother was 4. And in many ways, I don't remember him at all. Mm-hmm. And the first time I saw my father, besides when I was young that I don't really remember, was when I was 13. Mm-hmm. And he visited Romania, and shortly after that, we moved in with him when I was 14. Mm-hmm. And it was new to me to have a father. Mm-hmm. It was new to him to have 2 sons and children to care for. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of challenges in the home, mm-hmm. And I wish I had known about the ranch then. Mm-hmm. Those challenges ended up taking my brother back home through mm-hmm. some difficult times. Thankfully, he's doing well now. He's in England, and things are going well for him. But to summarize it, I could no longer live in the home, mm-hmm. and I had to live with various families, mm-hmm. and I would have loved to have had a stable, loving place like mm-hmm. like Ware's Valley Ranch to have been a part of.
And through all of that, God never let go of you.
That's right, and I see his hand of how he's using that to help me serve now, mm-hmm. to give me better understanding of the things that I am hearing currently.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. Now, Carly, can you share a little bit of what it's been for you going from young single lady to engaged mentor to being a house mom when you're a newlywed, to then working in the counseling center where your husband is the male counselor and you work with both the male and the female counselor and people who are calling, looking for a place for their child, this sort of thing. You hear a lot of heartbreaking stories. You have to exercise a lot of discernment. And then in the midst of all that, God blessed you with a child, mm-hmm. a beautiful little girl. But are there some times as you look back when either related to the things I've mentioned or to something else in your life, it's been difficult for you to give thanks to the Lord, but you knew that's what God asks of us anyway?
Yes, I mean, it was definitely unexpected to become a house mom when I was 22. Mm-hmm. Didn't anticipate having a couple children right after Alex and I had just gotten married. So there were definitely times when I found myself wondering if I was capable and equipped to the role that I felt like the Lord had called us both to. And looking back, I guess, growing up and as I was maturing, I would often say that some of my weaknesses, according to how I felt about myself, were I loved being a student, but I never felt equipped to teach. Mm-hmm. And then I also never really considered myself a very compassionate person, which is funny because it's interesting how the Lord calls you to exercise some of the qualities that you find or you consider to be your weakest qualities. Mm-hmm. And I think the Lord has really grown me in those areas. And I honestly, when I came to the ranch, I wanted to be here, but I did see it as more of a transitional period in my life. And I had never imagined working at a children's home, especially long term. And mm-hmm. so I thought I would come and serve here and then the Lord would take us somewhere else. But when Pastor Wood, you asked us to be house parents, there was such a peace that was definitely not from me.
Praise God.
Knowing that I had potentially other plans of what I thought I was going to do. But as I thought back to what I wanted to do several years earlier, I wanted to work with young girls in ministry full time. And so it was kind of this like, where am I trying to go? That's exactly what you're doing right now. So it was definitely an answer to prayer. And it has been a journey of trusting in the Lord ever since being a part of this ministry.
Praise the Lord. We're so glad that God brought you here and kept you here. And having married, I had the joy of doing your premarital counseling, mm-hmm. performing the wedding, and watching you all continue to just grow in your love for each other and your love for the Lord. And it's been a beautiful thing to see you serve Him and really impact so many lives here. Mm-hmm. Then when your husband was asked to be the male counselor and you to be the counseling center assistant and work there again, dealing with the public, dealing with mm-hmm. people who are struggling and trying to figure out what to do and whether the ranch is a place where they can get help. But, you know, watching as you've grown in that regard, as you look now at what God has done, would you say this is a time when you're especially thankful because it's been a remarkable year.
Yes, sir. Oh, Alex and I actually joke what we're going to do next year, because there have been just so many blessings after blessings after blessings poured onto us this year. I mean, the very fact that I can bring my precious little girl to work is just an incredible gift that I don't know if I would have that anywhere else. So, oh my goodness, just too many things to count that we are thankful for.
Well, we are very, very grateful. Is there any particular scripture that God has put on your heart that you're holding to as you walk through this time?
Yes, I would say that 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 31, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. And that especially speaks to my heart, because as part of my testimony, I had to overcome a lot of independence and self-sufficiency. And so just looking at our life right now, it's just such a sweet reminder that anything that we have and any quality that I have or skill that I have is due to the Lord's provision and
Praise
His equipping.
God. Alex, share if you would what God has put on your heart as far as a scripture that is especially significant for you right now.
Earlier, I talked about a time when it was most difficult to give thanks was when I felt like I was kind of surrounded on all sides. So not surprisingly, the scripture that has spoken to me in various times of my life is from Isaiah, from a time when Israel was surrounded by enemies. And verse 41:10 is one that has meant a lot and continues to mean a lot to me. So it goes like this. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Praise God.
And it's such a prayer every time I read it, and a reminder that He loves me, He's with me, and He's strengthening me.
Amen. So. Amen. Praise the Lord. Alex, you mentioned some of the challenges and how God has brought you to the point of being thankful as you see that the very challenges you're dealing with are an answer to prayer. This year has been particularly eventful for you.
Certainly.
In addition to the birth of your beautiful little girl, something else happened in your life, a couple of major accomplishments. Tell us what you're thankful for in that regard.
I'd be glad to. Carl and I would joke around and say this in our house, first a dad, then a grad. So our daughter was born just weeks before I finished my master's degree, as I mentioned earlier. So those are two big blessings. First one was Hannah, then my master's degree.
And then there was something else.
The list keeps on going. There's so many things to be thankful for. I was enabled to serve the ranch in a greater capacity here with a promotion, for which I'm very thankful for. And then there's something else. I became an American citizen on October 10th, and that was a journey of 15 years of immigrating and doing paperwork and applying for this, for that. So very thankful that I don't have to worry. I don't have to go and get this other thing. And to have lurking in the back of my head that I'm established here, but I could have to leave this country if things don't work out. To have a type of assurance, it's just an earthly way of pointing to my assurance in Christ.
Praise God.
Nobody can take away my American citizenship, and I'm thankful for that, unless there's something I don't know about. I've got it, and I'm holding on to it. But I know that nobody can take away my salvation.
Praise
that's
God.
That's accomplished by Jesus, and in a way, my citizenship is a reminder of that.
Amen. And we are pilgrims and aliens here, ultimately, and looking forward to being together in our Father's house one day, forever. So we are very glad God brought you. As I said earlier, very glad that God has kept you here and that He is using you here for His glory. Your life as individuals, joined as one now, and serving God in a beautiful way. Well, folks, thank you so much for coming and being with us. And you who are listening, please do keep these folks and all of us here at the ranch in your prayers. And know that we pray for you and ask God to bless you as you uphold us and as God guides you, as you support us. We definitely need it, and we count on the Lord to move on the hearts of His people to help us here at year end. God bless you, and have a great evening.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ.
If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments that you want to make, I want to invite our listeners to call 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at wvr.org.